Hello, I'm Natasha. I'm one of the organisers of Webstock. So there's a cathedral in Seville, and it's huge. It's the third largest church in Europe. And when it was built in the 15th century, there was just nothing like it. It was completely radical. And someone who was involved in the planning of its construction said, and I love this quote, he said, "We shall build a church so great and of such a kind that those who see it will think we were mad to have ever attempted it." Hearing the inspired words of our speakers over the last few days has made me think about this quote a lot, about the way that I approach my work, the way that we approach our work as web people. I've been thinking about how we just have to do it. We just have to be bold. We have to give it a go. We have to try to do our best work. When we started working on the first Webstock in 2005, we just had an idea. It could easily have been dismissed, and it was. We had no money, we had no experience, we just had an idea and a whole lot of passion. Mick Jagger said, for rock and roll all you need is three chords and a whole lot of energy. Well, we didn't have a guitar, let alone three chords. But we were guided by this all-consuming enthusiasm of a beginner. And the first speaker that we approached with perhaps the naive audacity of a complete amateur was the father of the web, supreme ruler of the W3C, Sir Tim Berners-Lee. And looking back now, it's completely remarkable that he actually agreed. And he opened our first Webstock in 2005 by video. Ben Gugger, Kathy Sierra, Joel Spolsky, Russell Brown, Russ Weekly, Roger Hudson, Kelly Goto, and many other wonderful speakers also accepted our invitation. So the thing was, how were we going to find any money? And as if from heaven, Govis and Intergen and a number of other wonderful organisations kind of came to our rescue. And without them, none of anything for Webstock would have been possible. So things were really, you know, kind of happening at that time. And it was that beginner's enthusiasm that committed us to run this shindig. It wasn't without its challenges, because there were some real doozies, but that first Webstock came together because of the support and the belief of a number of really tremendous people. And this year is no exception. And I'd like to take a bit of time to give thanks to some of those people. The list is huge, so I'll just keep it pretty short. First to our sponsors, to Google, our major sponsor, to Intergen for their third year of support, to ClickSuite, to Idealog, to Experience, to Govis, who have returned again, to Makuna, and to Digital NZ. Not only are they great organisations, but I think they really get it, and that was evident in the areas that you saw outside. I'd like to thank our suppliers, the people who fed us, Restaurant Associates, the venue, Wellington Convention Centre, the technical wizards who are there, multimedia. I'd like to thank Tim Connor, Tim James, Michael Stevens and Jeff Wegg for all of their assistance in creating Little Reggie, which is our registration system that you may have used. I'd like to thank Kai and Minty, who made such a great effort with the trading card game. I'd like to thank Ange Vink for just such remarkable design. Everything that is beautiful is thanks to Ange. I'd like to thank Richard and Jeremy Naylor for recording everything, which we'll make available online for free after this event, and to our interpreters, who I think the word is awesome. They've been not only... I think Whip Some Ass was definitely one of the highlights for me. I'd like to thank our... I'd like to thank our amazing speakers who really have reaffirmed the awesomeness of this industry, for inspiring me and hopefully you too, and for coming all this way from all over the world for us. And I'd like to thank the official Webstock special agents, and I'd like all of them to just come up here because they have gone above and beyond. They're not paid to do this, you know. They were amazing. So Lisa, Mike Forbes, Ludwig, Erin, Amanda, Joe, Robin, Kofi, Mraz, Tash 2.0, Janine, Keith, Jess, I think Linda's gone. But can we give a round of applause to these people? Lastly, I'd like to thank you, because without you, you know, well, we'd have a whole lot of bags and a whole lot of t-shirts and some sponsors out there. Thank you for coming and thank you for supporting Webstock. And I'd like to challenge you to do something out of all of this. I'd like to challenge you to use the knowledge and the connections and the inspiration that you've gained, hopefully, I have, over the last few days, and act on it and do things better. Let's let the enthusiasm that we feel guide us right now and commit us to action. Don't worry about whether it will work or if you'll fail. There's a quote here, "It's better to have enough ideas and for some of them to have been wrong than to always be right by having no ideas at all." It could be that it's a simple change to your website. It could be a major radical change to the way that you work. It could be a new blog, a new job, it could be an earth sandwich. Whatever it is, I challenge you to do it, to build your own cathedral. Webstock's all about taking a chance and connecting with others and reigniting our passion for this amazing industry and for the internet and for all of its possibilities. And from all of us, from myself, from Mike, from Deb and Ben, we hope that over the past few days you've been inspired and moved and that you will allow that inspiration to lead you to success and to happiness. Thank you for coming to Webstock 2009. It's been a real honour to have you here.